Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Doing well this morning. Chris, lots going on when focused in on this special election in NY26. I want to ask you, now you've got Tim Kennedy suing Nate McMurray over signatures, trying to get him off the ballot. Can you describe first the process of getting signatures and what that means when it comes to a primary?
Yeah, so look, New York's kind of, for all of the talk about folks protecting democracy, New York's got one of the most arcane ballot access rules in the country. And so in New York, you have to collect, I believe the congressional, I haven't done it in a little bit, but I believe congressional is 2,000 or 2,500. You got to go and you got to physically get signatures of your own party. And you have to have somebody witness the signatures, and it takes real political organization. So that's why party endorsements in New York are so important, because what they essentially guarantee, a lot of folks think it's fundraising and it's not, it's actually ballot access, because the party infrastructure, the volunteers, the committee men, the workers that owe their job to the system, they all circulate petitions for each party. So to challenge that is an uphill battle. And so you always want to try and get the conservative, it actually becomes even more, or you want to get the endorsement, it becomes more problematic when you get into the minor parties. Now that's not a big of a deal here. So Nate McMurray, who's got a history of not being able to do anything right, doesn't get the endorsement. He's in a tough spot to get it. And I think the fact that he had one guy circulate all of his petitions is a pretty glaring red sign of the validity of them. And look, this is serious stuff. People go to jail over this. I mean, people, if you're signing a legal document and if you are fraudulent or you don't follow the rules, not only can the petition get out, but people can end up in jail.
So, you know, looking at this, would you say that probably after this this battle, we're not going to see Nate McMurray on any ballot between now and November?
You know, look, these things, I've done New York politics long enough to know to not predict anything. So it'll all depend on how the Board of Elections, it'll depend on what the final challenge looks like, what the Board of Elections decides, and ultimately what the court decides. But I would say that Nate, as he tends to do, doesn't put himself in a position to succeed all that often. And he's got an uphill battle. I think, look, Tim Kennedy is the poster boy of feckless Erie County Democrats, and they want nothing more than, you know, one of their stooges in office. And so I think that they are going to do everything they can to make sure that Tim is in there and limit limit the amount of time they have. I think it's fascinating Tim's running ads that would scream that he's got a turnout problem. So I think while Tim gives a veneer of strength, I think underneath what you're seeing there is a lot of fear that if Tim gets a real primary challenge, his support could dissipate very fast. And so the quickest way to end that is to make sure there's no opponent against him on the ballot.
You know, looking at Tim Kennedy and seeing the money that he has been able to put together in his war chest, what is the draw of Tim Kennedy when it comes to fundraising?
He's a typical politician. He tells these guys whatever he wants to hear. And frankly, Tim doesn't have a moral center that he can, where he can commit to issues. And so one of the advantages of not being held accountable is you can be all things to all people. And I think one thing that Tim has perfected is the ability to be all things to all people. When he gets into Washington and he gets into big boy politics, we'll see how long that lasts.
And looking at the special election, you know, I've been under the mindset that if Republicans want to gain the seat, even if it's for a few months, the best way to do it is in a special election. You've done a lot of campaigns. I'm sure you've done campaigns where you were the heavy underdog. What does the Dixon campaign have to do when the ballot box opens?
Look, they got to run a guerrilla type campaign, and I think they're doing this, by the way. I think they have to run. You're not going to compete against Tim Kennedy on money, because the establishment and all the powers that be want him there. So they're going to fund his coffers and fund his campaign. What you need to do is run a guerrilla campaign and attack him on issues that Democrats are vulnerable. Tim Kennedy is a poster boy for the immigration problem. Tim Kennedy is a poster boy for the inflation problem. Tim Kennedy is a poster boy for the job loss program problem. And Tim Kennedy is a poster boy for the spending problem. He has been in office for 20 some odd years. Erie County is broken. New York State is broken. And if we send him to Washington, he's going to make Washington even more broken than it already is. And that's accomplishing something. So the trick is to take the fight to Tim Kennedy, to expose his hypocrisy and say, look, if you're not going to fix the problems in Washington by sending in a career politician, you're going to fix the problems in Washington by sending somebody who knows what the background is. Gary Dixon's a former FBI agent, law enforcement, understands the issues at the border. He's got a real path here, and he's running the right kind of campaign. And I think the other piece of this is these campaigns are low turnout. And so the idea that you can just go buy it is something that weak campaigns do. Tim is trying to buy this race and stop his opponents because he's got a soft underbelly. I think for Gary Dixon, what they've got to do is focus in on immigration, focus in on the border crisis, and say Tim Kennedy is going to be a rubber stamp for another invasion at the border, more spending, and a worse economy. And that's a compelling message in this kind of race.
You know, I want to ask you this question. I asked Carl Calabrese this question on Friday. Erie County, I remember, you know, not that long ago, when I was in college, Erie County was a pretty purple county when it came to politics. Over the last 15 years, it seems to have gotten very blue. How does that happen?
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think. Look, there's been a number of wins over the. I mean, look, within that time period that you just said, you've elected a county executive. The Republicans held the county clerk, the county comptroller, the county legislature, all within that time period. Over the last couple years, Erie County has resorted to its fundamental baseline, which is it will elect Democrats, and so you've seen the Democrats kind of do two things. They've choked off funding by threatening donors in the business community. And, you know, the business community in Buffalo is one of the most impotent, feckless groups of people kind of in the state. So that's one of the reasons why you get what you pay for in Buffalo. Number two is they run aggressive kind of campaigns. But the other thing you've seen is that it always swings back and the pendulum swings back. And as people get tired of, you know, the invasion at the border, as they get tired of a broken economy and they get tired of a future where, and this is continuing to happen in Buffalo, their kids don't want to come back, it's going to swing back. So it's only a matter of time before the Democrats are out of power and Republicans get back in there to fix the problems that the Democrats created.
Looking at the way it is now, though, would you say that Jeremy Zellner is the most powerful unelected person in politics?
LOL, no way.
No.
No. Jeremy's got to ask for permission for what he has for breakfast and what he has for lunch. So he's not powerful at all. And I think the reality is one of the kind of the dirty little secrets in Erie County and Buffalo is if there was anybody with real power, they'd fix the problems. The only power that they use is to advance their own agenda. And so, no, I don't think Jeremy Zellner's got any power whatsoever.
Looking nationwide, a big election obviously coming up in November, a lot of focus on the White House, but Congress and Senate also up for grabs. How are you seeing this play out in other states and other districts? Could we see a change in the Senate come November?
Look, I think the Senate, let's start with the presidency. I think the presidency, if the election were held today, Donald Trump would be the president. I think absent some kind of COVID level event, that is likely to be the scenario. Now, Joe Biden's got more money than God and they'll spend it. But the reality is no amount of money is going to cover up all of the policy debacles, not to mention the fact that the sitting president of the United States, you know, looks like he has active dementia. And that's going to be a real optics problem for the Democrats, you know, number one. Number two, the Democrats have a real problem because in a lot of these states, there's multiple candidates on the ballot, and that hurts Joe Biden. It doesn't hurt Donald Trump. I think when it comes to the Senate Democrats are running in the single toughest map they're going to face over the next 10 years. And so if you look at, they've already essentially lost West Virginia, so they're down a seat. In Ohio and Montana, one of which we're running the race for the Republican nominee, you've got two of the most liberal senators in Congress running in states that Donald Trump will win by double digits. And you've got a significantly better crop of candidates. So where the Democrats in the past have relied on candidates screwing up themselves, here you've got a much more sophisticated group of candidates. You've also got some stretch states. New polling came out today where Larry Hogan is leading both Democrats in Maryland. You've got Arizona and Nevada in particular are toss-up seats right now that if they were to go, would probably go for the Republicans. And lastly, you're going to have surprise seats in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, with two well-funded, successful candidates who are giving the Democrats a run for their money. So there's a real scenario where, and these things generally happen in waves. So if Trump wins, the way that the polling, and this is polling at every level. Just remember, Donald Trump always outperforms his polling. So usually the public polling lags behind what his real support is. If you look at where he if you look at kind of where this looks like, I would not want to be on the president. I would not want to be on President Biden's campaign. I certainly want to be a Democrat staffer. The House is equally competitive for Republicans. We've got the majority. It's been a little bit of a bumpy road with the new speaker. But when you look at the states in which the House is competitive, you have Democratic governors making the exact same kind of mistakes. So New York, California, New Jersey, all states that have elected Republicans in Democratic districts, all states where the Democrats, you know, have to really score massive upsets. And Republicans have a really good shot at netting seats, particularly in North Carolina because of redistricting, and Ohio because of redistricting. So all in all, I'd much rather be a Republican operative than a Democratic operative these days.
Well, Chris, we will be looking forward to that. Early voting started yesterday, April 20th, and continues throughout the week. Chris Grant from Big Dog Strategies, as always, thank you for joining me this morning.
No problem. Talk soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.